To us here who once were lost but now are found, who once were blind but now we see, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Here's a nice, easy softball question for you. How would you define the term suffering? I'm sure every single one of us would have a little different definition, but ultimately, we would define suffering as having hardships, having difficulties in life, or to feel pain. But now here's a harder question. In your mind, what has been the worst, the most painful, the most difficult suffering in your life? We suffer in many different ways. Maybe it's a physical suffering. You battle an illness that affects your life so greatly, or you have a physical ailment that makes life just so difficult. Maybe it's an emotional suffering. Something has cut you deep in your heart and has left a hole there that will not be filled no matter how many tears you shed to God. Maybe it's a mental suffering, such as you focus on something and you mull it over in your mind time and time and time again just to figure out, why, God? Why did this happen? Or maybe it's a spiritual suffering, and you have your doubts. You can become angry with God, and it can feel like maybe I put my faith in a God who has lied to me. We can all suffer in many different ways. And when we do, we ask God the question, why? Now, it's not wrong to ask God the question, why? As long as it is done in faith and in trusting God, just trying to figure out why something happened. But then there are those times that we ask the question, why? And it's done in doubt. It's done in anger. It's done in questioning God and not trusting in Him. That's the darkness of sin trying to blind us to who God is and how much He does care for us. Let us not be blinded by sin, but let us see Jesus, who is the light of the world. For as we see Jesus deal with this blind man, we see that Jesus is the light in all our sufferings. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. You and I cannot visualize what this is like. Even when our vision gets worse, and even if we become blind, we still know what it's like to see. This man did not have that privilege. And think of all the sufferings he had in his life since he was born blind. He had physical sufferings. Even though his eyes did not work and he could not see, he still saw sufferings that you and I do not see. He had the sufferings of waking up and trying his best to get dressed. He had the sufferings of walking around hoping that he wouldn't fall down or run into things. He had the sufferings of sitting there blindly hoping that people would take pity on him. Even though this man's eyes don't work and he cannot see, doesn't mean his eyes didn't produce thousands of tears as he emotionally suffered while dealing with this condition. Even though this man's eyes didn't work and he could not see, he still had mental sufferings. He can only try to imagine what the world would look like by touching things. But ultimately, he didn't see any of God's creation. He didn't see the beauty of what God created. He doesn't even know what he looks like, for he has never seen his reflection. And even though this man's eyes did not work and he could not see, he would still look up to heaven and wonder to God, why did this happen? as he spiritually suffered. That's all the sufferings this man had. But even though his eyes did not work and he could not see, Jesus saw him. Jesus was the light in his physical suffering. For we are told, Jesus spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Every miracle that Jesus performs, he does it in a different way, and he does it in the way that is best for people. Sometimes people come to Jesus and they ask, heal us. And Jesus said, be healed. And it happened. Sometimes messengers came to Jesus and said, please come to heal my servant. But Jesus wouldn't even be in the presence of that person. He simply told the messengers to go back and the person would be healed. And it happened. Sometimes Jesus did miracles publicly. Sometimes he did them more privately. And here, Jesus spits on the ground. He makes some mud with it. And he puts it on the man's eyes. This may seem weird or odd to us, but it was a way to show the blind man that he was going to heal his physical suffering. And so the man got up, he washed in the pool, and his eyes were open. He could see. Jesus is also the light in all of our physical sufferings. And he heals us in various ways and at different times. Sometimes we may have a physical suffering that we think is going to last a long time, but then we quickly recover. There may be those times when the doctors tell us that there's nothing left that we can do for our loved one, and yet miraculously, they survive. Other times we do have a sickness that lasts a long time, but eventually we are healed. And even if we are not healed in this life, Jesus will heal us in the life to come. He will take away all of our physical sufferings. Jesus is the light in all our sufferings. But we don't just suffer physically. We also suffer emotionally. Once again, even though this blind man's eyes did not work and he could not see, he could still hear. Jesus' disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The disciples tried to rationalize why this man was born blind. And who knows how many times this blind man heard this response from people. Every time he heard it, it must have made him emotionally suffer as he wondered, was it because of a sin that I was born this way? But notice what Jesus said. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. The reason this man was born blind was so that Jesus could produce a miracle through these sufferings and that God would receive all the glory. This also applies to you and me as we emotionally suffer. As we cry out to God, as we pray to him as we suffer, we still cling on to Jesus, who is the light of the world. And people, whether it's Christians or unbelievers, will see this and be amazed. For God is working through these sufferings so that he will receive the glory through us. That's exactly what this man did when he was healed. Can you just imagine the joy that he had? That for the first time in his life he could see. He ran around and he told everyone what had happened, and the people were amazed at this. But some people questioned it. The man was brought to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees were divided on this matter. You see, when Jesus performed this miracle, it was on the Sabbath. Therefore, some of the Pharisees thought that Jesus sinned by performing this miracle on a Sabbath, while other Pharisees thought that Jesus couldn't have been a sinner since he produced this miracle. Finally, they turned to the man and they asked him, "What do you say about him?" And the man said, "He is a prophet." When the Pharisees heard this, they said to him, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. This man went from having emotional joy to emotionally suffering once again because these Pharisees rejected him and threw him out. But once again, Jesus was there. As soon as Jesus heard that the Pharisees rejected this man and threw him out, he was there to comfort him in his emotional sufferings. Jesus is also the light in all of our emotional sufferings. Even when it seems like God is not there, even when people reject us and throw us out, Jesus never leaves us, nor does he forsake us. He is always there. He encourages us to cast all of our burdens upon him. And why? Because he cares for you and me. Think of all the times that God has removed emotional sufferings from our lives. Think of all the times that Jesus has given us joy. And think of all the times that Jesus has wiped away our tears. He is the light in all of our emotional sufferings. But not only do we suffer physically, not only do we suffer emotionally, we can also suffer mentally. Jesus said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." When the blind man washed his face and he finally could see, he did not see who healed him. He did not know who the Son of Man was. And can you imagine him trying to figure out from people who exactly Jesus was? Who knows if he would have ever figured out who Jesus was? But once again, Jesus was there. He revealed himself to this man that he was the Son of Man who had healed him. When the blind man heard this, he believed in Jesus and he worshiped him. Now, by nature, you and I don't know who our God is. We know that there is a God, but we don't know what exactly he is like. Can you just imagine us trying all of our lives to figure out who exactly God is? We would have never figured him out. But Jesus is the light in all of our mental sufferings. He has revealed to us who our God is through his word. He has revealed to us that he is a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, and a God who will take care of all of our sufferings. Therefore, just like the blind man who was healed, we believe in the Lord and we worship him because we know who he is. But not only do we suffer physically, emotionally, and mentally, we also suffer spiritually. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." The result of Jesus coming to this world has two different outcomes. Those who were blind to salvation, but turned to Jesus and believed in him, received the sight of faith. But those, like the Pharisees who saw Jesus and knew of his salvation but rejected him, became blind and lost in their sins. By nature, we too were spiritually blind and lost, but now we have been found. We see Jesus. Even though we have never seen Jesus with our physical eyes, through the eyes of faith, we see him. But are we in danger of just like the Pharisees who rejected Jesus? As I said earlier, it is not wrong to ask God the question, why? As long as it is done in faith and in trust. But those times that we doubt him and become angry with him, we are starting down the path of the Pharisees that eventually can lead us to completely hating God, completely being angry with him, and completely rejecting him. And yet you and I can think we are completely justified to question God. But when you think about it, the question that should be asked is not why God. The question should be asked, why should God care at all about us and our sufferings? We are the ones who sin against him in every way, each and every day. We are the ones that can constantly question him. We are the ones that can become angry with him as we suffer without realizing that God brings sufferings for our good. That's the spiritual struggle and the danger that we all have. But let us not be blinded by sin, but let us see Jesus, who is not only the light in all our sufferings, but he is also the light in all our sufferings. Jesus suffered physically. He may not have had the same physical sufferings that we have, but he was beaten, he was whipped, he was nailed to the cross. Jesus suffered emotionally. For in the Garden of Gethsemane, before he was arrested, he admitted to his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Jesus suffered mentally. For when God the Father turned a blind eye to Jesus, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And Jesus suffered spiritually. Jesus suffered the punishment of all of our sins. He suffered the eternal punishment and suffering of hell so that you and I will never have to experience that suffering. But why was Jesus punished by God? God didn't punish Jesus because he hated him, but because of how much he loved us. Jesus was punished so that Christ, the light of the world, could shine his salvation and his love to all people. So when we look at how much Jesus loves us and how much he suffered for us, this redirects our eyes from doubting God to fully trusting him and putting our faith in him. Jesus is the light in all our sufferings. He heals us physically at the right time, whether it's quickly or eventually, whether it's in this life or the life to come. Jesus is the light in all of our emotional sufferings. He assures us that he is always with us. He gives us his joy and he wipes away our tears. Jesus is the light in all of our mental sufferings. He has revealed to us who he is and that he is a God who cares for us and will take care of us. And Jesus is the light in all of our spiritual sufferings. Jesus spiritually suffered for us so that we can be saved from our sins. Therefore, let us never doubt Jesus as we suffer. For Jesus works through these sufferings so that God may receive the glory and that we may believe in him and worship him as the light in all of our sufferings. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you will find on page 31 in front of your hymnal. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.